You're listening to WUVT-FM Blacksburg. And now for your 5 o'clock news break.
From the WUVT-FM Blacksburg studios, this is the New River Valley's local news source, WUVT News.
A repeal on the Virginia hybrid vehicle tax, a brand new building project in downtown Blacksburg, and a controversial bill in Arizona. All that plus traffic, sports, and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Erin Curley. Governor Terry McAuliffe has signed legislation to repeal the state's $64 annual fee on hybrid vehicles earlier today. The tax, originally set out at $100, was part of a massive funding bill passed last year under former Governor Bob McDonnell. The brownstone building project on South Main Street is coming underway. Almost 60% of the building space has been sold. The space will be comprised of office and retail buildings on the first two floors and upscale condominiums on the upper levels. The project has caused several road closures in downtown Blacksburg that are expected to reopen after Tuesday. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer held a series of private meetings Wednesday with opponents and proponents of a controversial bill. Senate Bill 1062 would add protections for people who assert their religious beliefs in refusing service to the LGBT community. The deadline for the governor to either sign in the bill to law or use a veto stamp is approaching. She has until Saturday. The proposal, backed by a Republican-controlled legislature, passes support from all but three House Republicans and 17 GOP state senators. Since the vote, however, three of the senators have since changed their mind about the vote, attributing their initial decision to support for the caucus. That's all for news. Here's Becky Borzelica with your evening sports.
Thanks, Erin. Today's home softball opener against neighboring Radford has been postponed due to potential wind chills on the teams tonight. The game has already been rescheduled, so mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 30th, as the Hokies and Highlanders will take the field at 4 p.m. The Tech softball park will be busy this weekend as the Hokies, who are 7-5, host UNC in a three-game set starting Saturday at noon with a doubleheader. In their last appearance, the Hokies lost 2 of 3 sets, but are hoping to redeem themselves this year. The series will carry into Sunday, and the final game will be played at 1 p.m. Admission is free, so come show some support for your Hokies softball team. Yesterday, the men's tennis team demolished St. Bonaventure in doubleheader here in Blacksburg, winning all 7 matches. The team, who currently holds a 7-3 record and is undefeated within the ACC, was recently ranked 44th nationally by the Intercollegiate Tennis Association. Jai Corbett defeated Trevor Haskell 6-0 in both sets before playing doubles with his partner Joao Monteiro, where the two swept an 8-1 victory against the Bonnies. This Friday, the team will return to the courts to play Notre Dame in their second conference match at 8 p.m. Best of luck, boys. That's all for your WUVT2 sports update. I'm Rebecca Borzelka, and here's Kayla with your WUVT weather.
Thanks, Rebecca. Our recent burst of spring weather has unfortunately come to an end. An Arctic front moving through the area earlier this morning brought snow flurries to the New River Valley. Very little in the way of accumulation occurred. Today's high temperatures settled around freezing. As the skies clear up tonight, expect temperatures to drop to as low as 14 degrees. Tomorrow's partly sunny skies will be accompanied by a swift breeze of 10 to 20 mile per hour winds with gusts as high as 34 miles per hour. Temperatures will max out around 36. As skies clear up again tomorrow night, expect the low to drop to a brisk 10 degrees. Although we will experience a sunny Friday afternoon, a low pressure system moving east out of the Mississippi Valley will combine with warm, moist air to bring us the possibility of snow late Friday night into Saturday morning. Again, little accumulation is likely to occur, giving us a dusting at best. As the system moves east on Saturday, temperatures will warm to the mid-40s. As another cold front progresses through our region early next week, showers can be expected. But don't fret, temperatures will be warm enough to keep the precipitation type as rain. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Kayla Jordan. Back to you, Erin.
Thanks, Kayla. Right now, it's fair weather in the New River Valley. It's 40 in Roanoke, 34 near Dublin and Pulaski, 38 in Marion, 34 in New Bluefield, and it is 36 degrees outside of the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Erin Curley.
This hour of programming is brought to you by The Cellar Restaurant, located at 302 North Main Street in downtown Blacksburg. The Cellar offers Oh, boy. The Cellar is open daily for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. and features live music weekly. The Cellar's sister six-pack store is attached to the restaurant. The Cellar can be contacted at 540-953-0651, or you can go to www.the-cellar.com. WUVT thanks the Cellar for its continued support.
To do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a queen, and foolish though it may seem to me, that's everything. The mere idea of longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my sweetest melody. I know I'll always
come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know. Than just friends, just friends. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I want no sweet music until you return someday.
Right, that was Catherine Russell with I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Oh, looks like the DJ before me booby-trapped me a little bit there. That's all right. The Packaging Club at Virginia Tech will host the 29th Annual Packaging Jamboree on March 20th and 21st. You can take this opportunity to learn from the best professionals in the industry about the topic of global distribution, an understanding that can benefit students of all majors. You can register online at www.packjam2014.org. All right, this is the Commodore Ace Fever bringing you the best in new jazz for another, about 10, 12 minutes. That was Cava Menzies and Nick Phillips playing the classic jazz tune Almost Blue by Elvis Costello. Hey, Chris, do you want me to do smooth jazz voice guy? Oh, yeah, sure. This hour of programming is brought to you by The Cellar Restaurant. Located at 302 North Main Street in Blacksburg, The Cellar is open daily for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. and features live music weekly. The Cellar's sister six-pack store is attached to the restaurant. The Cellar can be contacted at 540-953-0651, or you can go to www.the-cellar.com. WUVT thanks The Cellar for its continued support. Yes, that was Nick Phillips playing the trumpet. That was originally recorded by Chet Baker back in 1980-something. Anyway, some not-so-new music. Thank you. Ah, yes, the old Eternal Triangle. I remember singing it around the campfires during family outings. My Uncle Jimmy always took the first solo because he could sound exactly like Sonny Stitt. The Packaging Club at Virginia Tech will host the 29th Annual Packaging Jamboree on March 20th and 21st. You can take this opportunity to learn from the best professionals in the industry about the topic of global distribution, an understanding that can benefit students of all majors. You can register online at www.packjam2014.org. Mm-hmm.